coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, were my daily devotions. Wow. Do you hear that sound effect? That's weird. Where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they have been specifically crafted to maximize your happy potential. Interesting. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, the media has been specifically crafted to maximize your depression potential. Ouch. Also, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? The purpose is specifically crafted to maximize you and me getting closer to Jesus. That potential. Oh, that's a good one, Dave. And also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. You got to know this because of all the stuff that's going on. We're going to tell you what's taking place right now. There's tech issues. We're switched on another system. If you're listening live over the air, it's going to be a long delay. And we got a little bit of an echo going. And it's all happening right when we're going to have our first guest since the COVID experience in about 30 minutes. Isn't that fun? So here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. That's obvious. And we don't care because for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. So here it is. What are we specifically doing? Specifically doing to get closer to the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit. What are we doing on a regular basis to draw closer to the Lord? I promise you, it does not involve a television. I'm just telling you. Okay. Here it is, folks. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's sad. Don't let that happen. All you got to do is reach out to us. Call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Yeah, talking to Dynamite D is like winning a book by Josh McDowell on tough Bible questions. That's our contest.
That's a hint, Dave.
Yeah, that's a contest right there. That's it right there, folks. You want to get more information on the contest, you know how you do that, right? Okay, we'll go to that in just a second. In the meantime, you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. When you do that, this is what's amazing. It comes to my phone. What? How does it get to the phone, Dave? I don't know. I don't understand technology. I just know if you push in 214-210-8483, it gets to my phone. Hey, it looks like the echo is gone. That's good. Okay, we're no longer in the Grand Canyon. Kind of nice. Let me give you my professional voice for the text, by the way.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Very solid. Also, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, V in the middle, D at one end, D at the other. Don't forget, it's not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's David at HeMustIncrease.org. We're going to send you up to the website. A couple things to tell you. Excited about our interview today with Mrs. Magnus. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be fantastic. Talking about Choose to Soar. That's a little later on. We're going to also be jumping into the book of Hebrews. I think you guys know that's pretty exciting. Contest information is on the website. Where is it? It's on the website. There's a book up there, a copy of the book that we're giving away. All you got to do is go on the website, look at it, and go, oh, is that worth it? Yeah, we've given one clue so far, right? Next week, we're going to be going really, really fast. So you better get ready. It's a place where we don't even need roads. That's how fast we're going to go. Get that? Don't forget that on July 2nd, I'll be speaking at Lake Murphy Baptist Church if you want to come and visit. It is a wonderful time for me to get a chance to meet people. The pastor is a great guy, so I'm very excited about their church and speaking there and being a blessing for them. Hopefully, I can bring that for them. Additionally, can't let you forget about June Buddies. Now, what's June Buddies? That means that during a fill, during somebody calling in, during somebody interviewing, anything that's going on, the Lord puts it on your heart, and you go like, you know what? I'm going to pray for that person. It's not too late to start. It's never too late to start praying. Well, I shouldn't say that. When you hear da-da-da, then it's going to be a little late. Okay, so just be on top of it. Get involved with it. Plus, also, you can – oh, it's not Lake Murphy. It's just Murphy Road Baptist Church. It's not Lake Murphy Baptist Church. I'll have to find out for sure.
You was intent on adding the lake in there, Dave.
I think I was. You know what? Al's right. Without Al, what would I do? I wouldn't have the humorous quips, and then I would have one less word on my piece of paper. It's just Murphy Road Baptist Church. He probably went on the website and looked, right? I hope so, Al. All right, so bottom line, check all that out. Plus, on the website, by the way, if you don't give to us, this is what you get, the lower quality show. You're just going to have to deal with that. Please give if you can have that opportunity. Check out the website, HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Yeah, that's my fave.
That's a pretty good Friday song,
too. I love it. I love it. And so you guys, just so you can know, what's cool about live radio? Really, it's live. We know what it's not? Perfect. Oh, good. Because I'm not perfect. That works out super fantastic for me. So I'm going to do something a little bit different. So I had an unusual experience. We're going to be praying for people. Somebody that I met yesterday, his name is Mike, and his wife's name is Cynthia. So let me tell you what happened so you can know what's going on. And by the way, this is going to be in one of my descriptions of Dynamite D next week. It's already in there, so just in case you didn't know. So I've been driving down here for 4 years and 4 months. Okay, it's a long time, right? I've been driving from Fate to Irving every day that I can get there, unless, of course, it snows or unless something happens, we can't get there, unless there's a holiday. I have been so blessed all the time that entire time until 2 days ago, I never got a chip in my car, not once. I had 30-plus times where rocks came off the freeway and hit my windshield, never a chip. I'm thinking, praise the Lord, it's like indestructible kind of thing, right? Which is pretty funny because Noel is telling me if I don't get a newer car, I'm going to be bicycling. That's not the point. The point is this. So 2 days ago, I got my first chip. Now, what did I do when I got the first chip? Okay, I'm a Christian, so I'm sitting there thinking, what, Lord, what'd I do? That was the first thing. Then the second thing is, what, Lord, why did you allow this? That's the second thing. Then the third thing is, okay, Lord, just help me get this taken care of and let me stop complaining and whining, and that would be a good idea. So the Lord, I'm telling you, the Lord let me, I made a call. These people gave me the number of somebody else. I talked to this gentleman on this phone. His name was Mike, and Mike came over to the house yesterday where we are. He charged half of what they charge in the big companies, okay, which you gotta love that. And it turns out that Mike is in love with Jesus and has an absolutely incredible testimony.
Hallelujah.
I mean, it's just like, so we get out there, something is supposed to take 20 minutes. Mike was there for an hour and 40 minutes because an hour and 20 minutes, we just talked. And we were just sharing back and forth. And, you know, I got a pretty good background, so I know a little bit about his background, even though he doesn't know I know about his background. But that's not the point. The point is this. The point is he was such a great blessing just to engage one another. And we would think, oh, it's the chip. It's the chip. But then again, we prayed with each other. Maybe it was just God going, hey, I need you to meet this guy. Turns out his wife, Cynthia, is having some physical issues. She either needs to have a complete healing for her kidneys, or she needs to have a donor. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray for her. And maybe all of that was for all of this, because God is that wise. And I just want to say it was a blessing to talk to him. It was a blessing to hear about his testimony. I mean, the first thing he did, he shares, he's just talking about the love of the Lord. Plus, he's funny, so I like that, right? So he told me, I'm going to come over there. I'm going to fix it for you. Great price. He said this. Listen, he said, the fixing the car is free. The entertainment that I'm going to provide you, that's what's going to cost.
Oh, wow.
My kind of guy, right? Don't you not love that, right? So we're going to pray for Cynthia and Mike, if that's okay, as a group. Because, listen, if you can't carry one another's burdens, then you're not doing it right. If you can't care about one another and share with one another and bless one another and think about one another and love on one another, you're in the wrong faith altogether. Because Jesus wants us to be serving one another. We'll get to that when we do our DNA. But let's pray for Cynthia and Mike. What a blessing they were. I would pay 5 times that to have the blessing. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. It was so good. He was such a great brother in the Lord. Now he's a closer brother. And so if he goes up before I do, he said, I'll make a way for you. If you go up, he goes, you're Jewish. He goes, I don't know if you'll grab anybody. Great guy. All right, let's pray for these guys, especially Cynthia. Let's do it. Let's bring it before the Lord. Take your faith and bring it with me before the Lord. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are so blessed. We are so blessed that you've given us so many graces and so many gifts. We deserve none of them. Your goodness exceeds us every time. Now, we lift up Mike and Cynthia to you, and specifically Cynthia, and we ask for a creative miracle to come into her life. She's having kidney problems, Lord, and it's not a joke. She needs help. And if it's not going to be a creative miracle, we're not saying no donor. We're just saying, please do this creative miracle. And if that's not going to happen, please open up the door for somebody to donate their kidneys and create an opportunity for an extension of her life. But you know what, Lord? You are the author of life. So we ask you to extend that life in her. Bless her and Mike in that process. Bless them, for they are our brother and our sister. We are asking for your healing power in their lives and to bless them in what they do and bless their ministry and their service to you. We pray this in the powerful and most excellent name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Okay, that is the way. Is that the way we get a Friday rolling?
That is the way, Dave.
That is the way to get a Friday rolling. We are actually going to take our break. We're going to come back. We're hopefully time to be able to get in here and settle in real quick. And she'll sit with us for a little while. And we'll go from there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Let's get into our text. Colossians chapter, we covered everything, right? Okay. Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 through 4. Whatever you do, or I'm sorry, it's actually Colossians 3:24. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically. Is something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord because you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that whatever we do, now we've gone through this a couple of times and we have to go through it multiple more times to really grasp it, but that phrase, whatever we do, happens to mean whatever we do. That's what it means. And we're supposed to do it enthusiastically, with an eagerness, not with an obnoxiousness, with an eagerness to do it as unto the Lord. So the things that we're required to do that we have to do, there should be a disposition, an attitude of enthusiasm that is connected to the Lord. It's not that you like to do everything, but if you can understand that in the doing of it unto the Lord, you're doing it with a different priority in mind. You understand that? In other words, what you do, do it unto the Lord, and do it with this attitude of a full heart and an eagerness. I had somebody, I'll say her name, Susie Lopez was at KPRZ. She was the direct marketing director. Susie did the marketing director for San Diego. She said something to me one time that was so profoundly simple, it was irritating, because I had to do something for a client because that's what you had to do at Salem. And I was like, blah. All right. So she said, Dave, she goes, if you can't get out of it, get into it. And it was like, that was really good advice. If you can't remove yourself from it and you have to do it, at least do it right. I mean, do what you're going to do and do it with the right attitude. Do it with the right spirit. Do it with this better mindset. And I think she was more right than wrong. No, I'm not talking about doing bad things or anything like that. So stop. That's weird stuff. I'm talking about doing it as unto the Lord and recognizing that when you do it that way, it is from the Lord and only the Lord that you will receive the true eternal reward. You might go through whatever your process is, but when you do it as unto the Lord, you can recognize that the Lord is the one that brings the reward. And that's just living your life for the Lord. And that's just good, right? I mean, that can't be a bad thing.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I've got to find our trivia questions. Oh, here they are. And we're going to do our first trivia question. You guys ought to get all of these because they didn't make them hard. In honor of our guest, I made all the trivia questions easy. Not for her, but for you guys, just to have that opportunity. Here we go. Here's your first one. Ready? Okay. Jesus told us not to use repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they're going to be heard for their what type of prayers? What is it that they did that Jesus said, this is why they think they're going to be heard, and they're not going to be heard because of that? Right? Okay. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, that's your reference point. If you want to, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to do our DNA, right? DNA is very important to us. We do this every day. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
How often is that?
Every day.
Every day. Every day that ends with Y is time you should spend with the Lord on in that day. So name one between Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, then Sunday. Just which one ends with Y, that's a day you should spend time with the Lord. Every day you should – ends in Y, you should spend some time with this guy, the guy in the sky. Well, you know, it's close.
Little mixture.
I'm trying. It's not like bowling. Okay, anyway. So there's that. That's the D. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his word. So what's going on in society is they're trying to make everybody ashamed of being Bible believers. Hey, here's a great response. Tough. You want to know why? They don't got a heaven to put you in. What do you care? Right? They're just going to sit there and go, you guys are like, but they've been doing that for 2,000. They've been doing that for 3,000 years. So what? Right? You want to go to heaven? Right. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Never be ashamed of his words. Luke chapter 9, verse 26 says, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come. I'm like, that's not good. Don't do that. A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM. Other people matter. And what that means is that if you spend all your time concentrating on you and your problems, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get so absorbed in your problems, they're going to get bigger and bigger, and you can never figure out why you can't have any joy or happiness or anything going through it. Plus, you can't ever get through it because you've inflated it so big, you just look at it and go, whoa. Okay, stop that. What Jesus wants us to do is carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. He came to serve, not to be served. And so we want to be ready to serve. What capacity is that? I don't know. You have to find out. Every day that you spend with the Lord, you find out the capacity that you're ready to serve in. It could be just praying for somebody. It could be sending them an email. And by the way, I didn't mean to say just praying. It could be praying for somebody, an email. It could just be a text. It could be whatever. Just be available. That's the DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready to serve. Okay? Okay, that's that. Back to the trivia question and then into the teaching. Is this fun so far? Okay, good. Okay, here we go. Jesus told us not to use repetitions like the heathen do. It's funny he used that phrase, heathen. For they think they'll be heard because of their what? What would they be heard by? What is it that they think that they're going to be heard by? Because they're doing what? Oh, well, we'll get to that in a little bit. But it has to do with prayer, and you guys should be able to figure that out, okay? That's why just the other day, didn't we talk about be still and know that I am God?
Sure do.
Yeah, this would be the opposite of that. So if you're looking for an answer, that's it. 972-445-0770. Also, you can text 214-210-8483 or david@hemustincrease.org. We still are in Hebrews, and so I want to do this one little portion, if that's okay with everybody. Okay, good. Here is the text that we're in. We covered this yesterday. We're just going to pick up on it real quickly. It says, let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus. Where do you keep your eyes? Keeping your eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter. Another translation says the author and finisher. Cool. All that's great. Of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. What a lot of us miss is that this, you go through what you go through, and it's not always easy. And I know it's not always easy because I go through it too. But guess what? For the joy that's set before us, you push. You don't quit. You keep going. You have to keep going. The joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. So let me read you this thing I wrote. It's really kind of cool. I think you'll like it. The author then encourages us to consider Jesus. What he went through is he faced his very own creation, his very own beings who turned against him. His very own beings wanted to murder him, although he was the one who gave them life. Now, we're told to consider him who endured such opposition that we don't grow weary, so we don't give up. So Jesus sets the example of how we should go about pushing through. Just following his example. You know what? It's the joy that's set before you. And we are supposed to consider Jesus. When you're going through it and it's bad, I agree. Sometimes it's bad. But it's probably not as bad as facing your own creation that's trying to murder you. That's bad. Okay? That's at the whole nother level. And so the scripture says, hey, you got to think about that. Consider him who endured such hostilities and sinners against himself so you won't grow weary and give up. And a lot of you guys, you know, like me, you get to the point where you're like, wow, man, I'm getting a little frustrated. Right. I understand that. It's not saying you don't get frustrated. It said what to do when you get frustrated. Okay? You don't take a long walk off a short pier. What you got to do is you got to get your focus back to the Lord. Right? Now watch this. And we're only going to do part of this because next week I'm going to really jump into this. But listen to this, what it says. It says, in struggling against sin, you've not resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Now, you're just, You see, this whole thing, it's practical, but it's also talking specifically about the author connecting this to our struggle against sin. You can say whatever you want, and I use this text every day when I approach and have my devotions with the Lord. But the author then drives it back to sin. And you know what the author is saying? The author, because we don't know who the author of Hebrews is, he says, we can't give up. You can't get to the point where sin is beating you so much that you go, I quit. I'm not fighting. I'm done. You don't give in to sin, right? That's not the response. If you give in, you're doing it willfully, because technically or judicially, sin has no right, but if you give it in and you yield to it, it's going to take all the space it can. I love talking to Aunt Deb about this. Like, she responds a lot because it's like the real estate realm. So somebody who goes on a property and somebody tries to, you know, like somebody who's trespassing and then tries to take over property, whatever. Here's the key. They're breaking the law and they're trespassing. Don't let Satan trespass. He's not judicially allowed on the land unless you say, hey, come on in. Through Jesus Christ, the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, we are saved judicially, past tense. We are being saved, that's sanctification, and we will yet be saved, that's glorification. And that, my friends, is 3.5 years of seminary in 2 sentences. So you can spend $25,000 or just listen. It's up to you. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the address is specifically directly. Hey, don't quit on. Don't quit. Don't give up. Right? That's why in the first verse, it says, lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily entangles us. So there's the, oh, yeah, that's connected. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I do want to point this out, but we're not going to spend a lot of time on it because this is classic. And that is, it does say this in verse 5. We're only going to do the first couple of words of it. And you have forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons. And so what you get to find out is you go through this whole thing in the first 5 verses, and then you find out God is telling you, hey, this is an exhortation. God's not mad at you. He's trying to help you. He's trying to move you past you going, I quit, into I can. He's trying to move you past I give up to I'm giving it into your hands and going to prevail in my partnership with you. That's so different, right? You like that? You like that?
I do.
Okay. I have to check and make sure he likes it. Back to the trivia question. Jesus told us not to use repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their what? And the answer is much speaking. They kept thinking they were going to be heard because they got into prayer and they gave God laundry lists. Kind of flies in the opposite direction of be still and know that I am God. Ooh, Dave, be nice. It's Friday. Okay. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the 3 lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. From 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, the love of many will grow cold. And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.